In Pakistan overnight, U.S. drone strikes reportedly killed more than a dozen people. The targets appeared to be militants linked to Afghanistan's Taliban movement. Last weekend, a militant group linked to the Taliban killed 10 foreign climbers in Pakistan. There is a Taliban presence in Pakistan, and the government is under increasing pressure to cut a peace deal with these homegrown militants. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Ismail Khan has been covering conflict in Pakistan for years. He's editor of Dawn newspaper in Peshawar. Peshawar's on the front line, close to the tribal belt and the Afghan border. So far this year, more than 160 people have been killed in Peshawar by militant attacks. Khan worries about the effect this has on his family, especially his children. They're just 7 and 9.
They know about suicide bombing, they know about terrorism, they know about Taliban. They know even the name of the Taliban commander more than they know the names of any of Pakistani national heroes.
You often hear worries like this from Pakistanis these days. Many are exhausted by years of bloodshed. They crave peace. They're just not sure how to secure it. In the Hindu Kush Mountains, thousands of Pakistanis are gathered in a field. This is a summer festival organized by Pakistan's army in Kalam, a remote town in Swat. The Taliban roamed freely around here until the army drove them out a few years ago. The area is still tense. Businessman Mohammed Irshad has come with his family as a statement of support for peace. He believes Pakistan's government should now negotiate with the Taliban.
The negotiation is very good way to clear all these things. You know, we are suffering too much. Last 10 years, we are suffering. Everyone in Pakistan, too much suffering.
Excuse me, sir. We have one question, sir. You didn't ask any one question about drone attacks from America.
Shabir Khan, a young businessman, interrupts. He too wants peace talks, but says they'll go nowhere if the US continues firing missiles from drones at targets in Pakistan's tribal belt.
Drone will never change anything. It will just make people crazy in Pakistan. Just ask all the people here, just ask them.
Pakistan's recently elected Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has said he's willing to sit down with the Pakistani Taliban. Taliban leaders have indicated they're interested too.
I think that people do feel that peace should be given a chance, and let's see if the government can pull it off.
That's Mushahid Hussain Sayed, who chairs the Defence Committee of Pakistan's Senate. He says Pakistan's government should negotiate with the Pakistani Taliban if certain conditions are met.
A cessation of all acts of terror, accepting the writ of the state and accepting the constitution of Pakistan, because that is what the majority of people want.
There are huge obstacles along the way. For example, the Taliban's never shown any sign of recognising the legitimacy of Pakistan's constitution, says Mohammed Zia-ud-Din, executive editor of the Express Tribune.
Nawaz Sharif would not enter into talks with anybody who does not agree with our constitution.
So that
this is not a starter. I don't think there is going to be any talks.
Back in Peshawar, Ismail Khan ponders what might happen if there's a peace deal in neighbouring Afghanistan. He's concerned the Afghan Taliban might wind up controlling territory abutting North Waziristan, where the Pakistani Taliban and their allies are based.
That would mean trouble for us.
Ties between the Taliban in Pakistan and Afghanistan are very close. The Pakistani militants have provided much support to their fellow Pashtuns fighting the war in Afghanistan. They've sacrificed homes and lives. Khan says if the Afghan Taliban secure a share of power in Kabul, they'll be expected to return the favour.
I think that they would be morally bound to do so. Yeah.
This is why Pakistan's government needs to do something soon, says Khan.
Pakistan has to regain control of its tribal area before the Americans start pulling out from Afghanistan 2014. This is absolutely important. You can't just leave situation in a area in a state of flux. How are you going to deal with it?
Khan has another question.
What are they going to do with Al-Qaeda and bunch of other foreign groups which are operating here in this region? How do you deal with them?
It's about what happens if there's a peace deal. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.